All right. Good evening. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's getting to the end of August. Saw a great interview. Not sure who interviewed him, but Tucker Carlson was on today. Something I saw, a little clip that I saw, and he talked about war with Russia. And he kind of said the same thing I said a couple days ago on my after show, on the Sunday afternoon after show. And I said, we basically are already at war with Russia, and that's even according to American political leaders on in both sides of the party, as well as officials in the bureaucracy. And he said the same thing. I'm sure he doesn't listen to my podcast, so I certainly, you know, would never say that. But what I am saying is reasonable, intelligent observers of the world can already deduce that the United States is at war with Russia. And he took it a step further, which I think is a logical conclusion. He said that it is entirely plausible and reasonable to assume that the West, that the United States, is doing everything it can to, and I think he's right, build us into an open war with Russia. If you have an open war with the Russians, what does that do to politics in the United States? It gives carte blanche to the people in power. They have carte blanche. They can do whatever they want. They can suppress internal dissent. They can jail political opponents. They can cancel elections. They can institute by mandate all those things which normal constitutional restraints would hold in check. I've surmised, perhaps privately, but I've said, you know, if they've already done the things that they have done, if Mr. Biden, President Biden, whatever you want to call him, is jailing his political opponents, to what level will they not stop? And if your response is, oh, he's not doing it, it's some district attorney in some other place, my answer to you is, have you no sense of history? Have you no sense that this is what tyrants have done all throughout history, jail their political opponents, and they always have righteous cause, they always have the law on their side, they always have other independent bureaucrats on their side. There's ways to do this stuff, and that's what they're doing. And I realize Mr. Biden himself has completely lost his marbles, as have a number of Republican congressmen. Mitch McConnell comes to mind. He's not any better than Biden, probably a little bit worse. He goes up there and he freezes. It's time to take off the rose-colored glasses. We're in a post-constitutional state. We're at war with Russia. I guess everything I've predicted as far as civil war and war with Russia has already come true, even though perhaps not at this to the scale that I've imagined it. We're already in a civil war in the United States. The United States government under the Biden regime and the Democrat regime, in compliance with the Rhino Republican Party, has made outlaws of 50% of America. They're jailing political opponents. They are executing people using federal police forces, shooting them dead for no reason. Oh, they have reason. Excuse me. They have reason. Because you can always find a reason. They can always find a reason to shoot a political dissident dead. Did that to a 73-year-old man because he put a couple of posts on Facebook the other day. The guy's on a oxygen breather, and you send in a SWAT team and you execute him. So this is the state of affairs in the United States today. We still have no answers from a great many things. And they're not going to answer these questions. Why the Las Vegas shooting? Oh, yeah, it was a lone gunman. Uh-huh, right. Just like the execution of John F. Kennedy was a lone gunman. Man, we have a government that lies and lies and lies. We have an out-of-control government. We'll never get full answers for the fire in Lahaina. In Lahaina, excuse me, Maui. Was it an electrical spark? Was it a lightning spark? Was it just a, you know, somebody had a backyard barbecue and it went astray? Or were there multiple causes? Nobody really knows. Nobody's going to answer that question. 2 years ago, we went through a situation where everybody was mandated to get the vax. You got to get the vax. You have to get the vax. You don't have a choice. You got to get that. You're going to lose your job if you don't get the vax. I put in a religious exemption request. I wrote a 7-page religious exemption, and I was very surprised that it was granted. They already have other things on their hands to deal with me regarding being a religious dissident, I think that was probably just one thing that they weren't going to bother with. So they granted my religious exemption. Wonder how many people in my that worked for my employer even requested a religious exception to that. I wonder. I'm just really curious. I'm sure I'll never find out either. I'm sure nobody will find out. They're not into that. They're not into sharing knowledge. They're into controlling knowledge. Isn't it amazing that in 2023, we still have the Constitution of the United States, including the right to freedom of speech? And yet all our bureaucracies are doing everything they can to limit our freedom of speech. And it's not just the official bureaucracies. It's the unofficial bureaucracies. It's the medical boards, which are quasi-government facilities that are yanking the medical licenses of doctors who have ideas about the vaccine and COVID that are not approved by the government. We are in a post-constitutional phase of our of the systems that are governing America. And they govern without me. They govern without you. Your vote does not matter. I've said that for years now. Your vote doesn't matter. Nobody voted for COVID mandates. Nobody voted for a mask mandate. Nobody even asked for this stuff. But your betters, your superiors, your officials, your authorities have mandated that thou shalt wear a mask. You have no choice in the matter. It's for your own good. It's for your own good that we're going to censor your freedom of speech. It's for your own good that we're going to close your Twitter account. It's for your own good. For society's good, we're going to fire people and kick them out of schools. Kid in the neighborhood the other day, he was kicked out of school because he had a Gadsden flag on his backpack. Gadsden flag says, "Don't tread on me." Oh, that's a, you can't have that. It disturbs people. So what are we teaching our kids at schools, at public schools? It's taxpayer-funded schools. What are we teaching our kids at schools? Submit and obey. Submit and obey. Otherwise, you will be punished. That's not a free country. We don't live in a free country. The United States is not a free country. And I'll agree with Tucker Carlson. We are in a war with Russia. And he says, well, we're going to move to a hot war. I guess that's something more than what we're at. I'll grant him that. I can't come to any other conclusion myself. We keep doing things to provoke them. You push the bear, you push the bear, you push the bear, and you hope they do something that pushes them beyond a line. I mean, it's the old story of the bully. The bully comes up and he taunts and he taunts and he taunts and he taunts. He pushes and he shoves, throws a little spittle in the face of some little guy. Finally, the little guy turns around and kicks him in the shin. And the big guy turns around and says, "See? See? He kicked me. He kicked me." And that gives me justification for beating the living crap out of him. That's where the United States is with Russia at this point, I think. I think the United States is doing everything it can to provoke Russia into doing things like the bully is doing to the little kid. To force the little kid to lash out, kick him in the shins, kick him in the knee, kick him in the somewhere. So the big bully can turn around and say, "See, see? I told you this little kid was a bully." And then the bully can do as he wishes to the little guy, or to Russia in this case. I think we're at that stage. I see no maturity in the people making decisions in the United States, and I think it's on purpose. You know, you can't just say they're stupid. They're doing this on purpose. They're trying to provoke a war with Russia. They're trying to cancel the election in 2024 by whatever means necessary, or stuff the ballot box, which they did before. Let's have a COVID emergency. Ban people from voting. You can't vote. You can't show up to vote. You have to vote by mail. You have to vote remotely. You have to vote by internet. You think that's open to fraud? And I've said before, when the United States goes overseas to administer elections in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, it's same-day voting, in person, with government ID, and you stick your thumb in a well of permanent purple ink to prove that you've already voted. You cannot vote twice. The United States won't do that in the United States of America. The United States government will not do that in the United States of America. Nope. Anybody can vote anytime, anywhere. You can stuff the ballot box. You can vote multiple times. You can vote under other people's identities. And in fact, you can't even show up to vote. We're going to make sure you can't. So there's less and less ways for you to prove that the election was fraudulent. That's what's going on in the United States of America. We're in a post-constitutional phase. We don't live in a free country. The United States is not a free country. The government and its various apparati, I guess you could say, lie to the American people. They subvert our rights recognized by the Constitution, not granted by the Constitution, simply recognized by the Constitution. Our Creator gave us these rights. These are natural rights. They are not granted by the government. They're simply recognized by the government. Government has taken them away, actively takes them away, and laughs in our faces and murders and jails dissidents in the United States of America. We become a totalitarian society. The current regime is jailing its political opposition, prosecuting them in courts of law. The current regime backs up violent organizations. I could say it was just like Adolf Hitler, who had the Brown Church, these paramilitary organizations. I could say that Biden has that in Antifa and BLM. And not that Biden's in charge, but there's people in charge that you don't know about. It's illegal to name them. I do cover that here at bloodandfaith.com, though, don't I? I don't really name the individuals very often. Once in a while, I do. So where are we going from here? It's 2023. It's late 2023. We're halfway through the year. We're looking at yet another better vaccine. And if you don't take it, I don't know what's going to happen to you. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people kicked out of the military. Purge, purge, baby, purge. Purge any dissenters. I've been purged. It's interesting. I had an aha moment this afternoon, and I'm sitting there, and I'm musing on the state of the world in my own state. And it's like, you know what? I'm pretty dang proud of this. I don't mean to. What I'm saying is that 20 years from now, my kids and my grandkids, after I'm gone, can look back and say, you know what, old granddad, he didn't sit down, shut up, and obey. He did not do that. Granddad did not sit down, shut up, and obey. And someday they'll recognize that. And I can reflect in my life and be proud of that. Has it cost me? Oh, sure, it's cost me. But you know what I got? I got my soul. I have my integrity. I have my soul. I'm loyal to Jesus Christ. And I will flat out tell you, this goes to the core of who I am and what I believe in and what I'm willing to fight for, live for, and die for. I serve another king. I serve another master. I don't live for this life either. I do not live for this life. I live for the next life. I live for eternity, and I want to be good in the eyes of my master. I want to be good in the eyes of my maker. Not perfect. I'm not good enough for that. That's somebody else. I'm not. I want to be the dirty old soul that comes in, but he says, you know what? You had a little bit of guts. You're willing to fight. You're willing to sacrifice. You weren't willing to be submissive to the Antichrist, Fritz. You weren't. That's what I want him to say. Not that I'm perfect. Not that I'm good. Not that I'm righteous. I didn't join a morality club. Got no interest in that, although I encourage morality, strongly encourage morality. It's really good for you and those around you. But I want him to say, you know what, Fritz? You didn't bend the knee to the Antichrist. And I'm so afraid for my church, the Christian church, for all the Christians and the pastors who've already bent the knee to the Antichrist. And they've done this. They've bent the knee to the Antichrist. Already today in 2023, the United States of America, the church has, the Christians have, under the leadership of their Judeo-Christian pastors. It's a shame. It's a shame, and I've been talking about this. The Antichrist isn't coming. The Antichrist is here. Biblically, I can prove that. John said 2,000 years ago, there's many Antichrists even now. And I've showed you, I've told you the definition of the Antichrist. Excuse me, not me, but John has. This is the liar, he who denies the Father and the Son. This is the Antichrist. Who are those people? You know who they are. Who were Antichrist in the Bible? If you've been listening to my show, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Nothing's changed in 2,000 years. But the church would teach that the book of Acts doesn't matter anymore, that the Gospels don't matter anymore. They'll pick and choose a few scriptures here and there. So we like this one, we like that one, but we'll throw everything out. We'll throw out anything that casts any shade whatsoever on a group of people because we want to be friends with them. And the church has gone beyond that. They grovel before these people. And if you look carefully in the United States of America and overseas and around the world, figure out those behind the evildoers, those financing the evildoers, those who are, in fact, the evildoers, you'll find the same group of people. And I'm afraid, as we go out there, and we're going to do our best, and there's so many good people that are trying to do their best to help. But this is like trying to cure cancer by buying an extra box of Band-Aids. It's trying to solve a stomach virus by, I don't know, covering it up with drinking whiskey. Maybe whiskey would help, actually. But unless you get to the root of the evil, unless you get to the people that are doing the evil and the ideas and the people spreading the ideas, you're not going to solve this problem. The Holy Scriptures tell you who the evildoers are. It tells you who Satan's synagogue. It tells you who the children of the devil are. And the church refuses to believe it, won't believe it. In fact, it's done everything it can to side with those people, to bend the knee before those people. You've seen the BLM demonstrations, and you have the holier-than-thou self-righteous people coming up and bowing down and kissing the feet of people just because they're black. Church has done the same thing with the Jews. Holier-than-thou, self-righteous, much better Christians than Jesus Christ ever were. The modern pastor is a much better Christian than Jesus Christ or Peter or Paul or John ever were. Because the modern church loves the Jew. Oh, we love the Jew. Oh, God. And they grovel and they fawn. Obsequious. We're not evil like some 20th century politicians. Oh, no, we're much better than him. In fact, what the church essentially is saying is we are much better than Jesus Christ because we renounce and refute what he said in John 8:44, where he says, you are of your father, the devil. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, the synagogue of Satan. 1 John 2:22, the Antichrist, literally the Antichrist. So I look at the world and I say, you know, the Antichrist isn't coming, the Antichrist is here. The Antichrist isn't going to deceive people, the Antichrist has already deceived the church, past tense. The Antichrist has already deceived the church, and the church has fallen away. Church has said, you know what, we're not going to do what Jesus Christ said. We don't recognize what Jesus Christ said. We reject what Jesus Christ said. We're going to go our own way. We're Judeo-Christians now. And it's sad. I sit here behind my little microphone. I do what I can do. I say what I say, and it's sad. I'm sad for my church, and I'm sad for the white race. And I pray for the white race. God, I pray for the white race. I pray for the white race. To the Lord God, have mercy on my people, on my blood, on Europeans, my kin. From Greece to Finland, from Russia to Iceland, and all their children around the world, South Africa, the Boers, Kiwis, Aussies, Canadians, Americans, even the sons and daughters of the Spaniards who converted and built Christian nations. And now that Antichrist has taken over and is driving every vestige of Christianity out of the world, out of these nations. And if you oppose it, well, you're just a right-wing Nazi white supremacist extremist that probably should be shot or go to jail. We're there. We're already there. And the church, for some reason, is blinded. They can't recognize that. They don't recognize it. Won't recognize it because it's going to cost them. That's it. You get the point. I could go on, but that's enough for now. God bless. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.